This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with David Nelms. How are you, David?
Good, Robert.
And David is the chairman and CEO of Discover. And I'm going to say, as a customer off the bat, this is my absolute favorite credit card. I've never seen customer experience as good as this. And I know you've won 21 years in a row. You've won Customer Experience Award, correct?
We have. Brand Keys, number one in our credit card category, 21 years in a row for customer loyalty.
How do you do that?
You keep you treat your customers right, and you keep them. We think that our retention rate is we lose customers at half the rate that our competitors do.
And for starts, when you call up, you get an answer on the phone within the first, like, 5 seconds usually.
Well, we make it easy to talk to a customer service representative, and 100% of our people are employees. They're not outsourced. They're in the United States, and we make it very easy to not get stuck in a voice response unit, but get right to them if they want to talk to someone.
So you really are, I would use the word unique in your approach to this business. Talk about the different unique elements you have towards your business.
I think we're unique in a lot of ways. The last thing that we talked about, customer service, we do think we're the only large custom credit card operation that is 100% in-house onshore. But it goes back to the brand and the network. Most of our competitors operate branches. They have lots of products. They usually use Visa or MasterCard as a network. We do that ourselves. You see, Discover, we operate our own network. We have our own people. And that way you really know what to expect when you are dealing with customers.
Isn't that a lot more expensive, though? I'm just guessing it has to be.
Well, it is more expensive just in terms of pure customer service. But the money we save in marketing and then remarketing to replace lost customers, we think saves us money. We actually have the lowest, what we call efficiency ratio. We're the most efficient. We have the lowest total cost to revenues of any of the big credit cards, despite that model of doing it ourselves. And so you get paybacks in terms of credit, in terms of retention, in terms of marketing by having your own brand, having good control, and treating customers well, and then keeping them.
So when you look at Discover Card, I would say you have probably pioneered more elements in the credit card industry than almost any company. Walk through what some of those are.
We have. If you go way back, we were the first no-fee card, first reward card of any type, last successful new network in decades. But in more recent times, if you think about how many innovations there have been in the card business, a disproportionate number of them are from Discover. Free FICO scores. We have an on-off switch. So you can go online.
I know, that is,
that on
that's amazing.
Free. Yes. Very simple, but customers love it. We launched a service last year, free service to search for your Social Security number on the dark web. If there's been a hacking for somewhere else and your information is out there, we can let our customers know for free. Or if an account has been opened in their name, we pull off the credit bureau and provide that information for free. So there's a whole series of differentiating features that Discover offers. And each one of those, some of them, they have a cost. It's not clear that by itself, it has a benefit to Discover, but because they are differentiated and have a benefit to our customers, they stay with us, they pay us interest in some cases, they use our card, and so we benefit ultimately in that way.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And I want to talk about your customer experience as these unique elements. My sense in speaking with you several times before this, it really starts and emanates from your culture. Would you say that, or that's what I've gained?
I would say that. We have a series of values that we established 20 years ago that we really live by. The very first one is do the right thing. And so we do the right thing for our customers.
And give me an example of something that happened where that value really came into play. Because we hear those types of things a lot, and sometimes it's platitudes, but I sense that you take this super seriously. One time where someone had to make a decision, that was a tough one.
Let me talk about a big company-wide kind of decision. A number of years ago, when it became possible for the first time to send email reminders if someone, for instance, was about to be late, our competitors did not offer that. And our finance people said, well, you know, we could lose a few $100 million of late fees. And we made the decision to start sending out email reminders so that our customers would not be late. They would avoid the late fee. And we think we benefited in the long run because our credit results are better and our retention is better. But sometimes on paper, something looks like it may cost the company some money. But if it's the right thing to do for customers, we want to provide that service and not trick them into something, but instead nurture a long-term relationship.
Let's talk more about the culture. How do you hire people who have that type of philosophy?
Well, a large number of our employees come from referrals from people that they know, and we pay a referral fee to our employees because we do find that it's almost a family. We do have a unique culture. Who can better sell our culture than someone who is in our culture? And so that's a really good way. We also tend to hire people straight out of school, and particularly some of our technical programming jobs, and then we will it'll be their first job out of college. They've got that engineering degree. We'll give them lots of education, and then they'll stick with us, and we'll get also the newest things coming out of the university. So those are two ways that we really focus on employees.
And you've 16,500 employees, which is a lot of people. Are there any unique practices that you have in building the culture that you're proud of, that you say, I know that this helps us build the right type of people?
Well, I think one thing that's different is that we're accessible. Either myself or my president is in front of every one of our employees around the country talking about what we accomplished last year, what we're going to focus on this coming year. Then we take live Q&A, and these are the people in our call centers, and I hear time and time again that they just don't have other CEOs going out to call centers and then employees on the lines both asking questions, and a lot of times they'll say what's on their mind. So I can tell if we're not meeting our promise either to employees or to customers, we actually make changes.
So you talked about your first core value, and you mentioned 20 years ago you set up a lot of values. What are the other values?
Well, they spell Discover. So innovation is our second one. Simplicity, collaboration, which is key today. You really can't accomplish something on your own. Openness. Let me see.
Well, before you go, though, I want to ask you, innovation, you've
yes.
pioneered so many things, and you've got 2 minutes until commercial. How do you build a culture of innovation? What's the key to that? So people have to be not afraid to fail.
That's right, and I think it's a combination of encouraging our people to innovate in their jobs in small ways. It's also means senior people have to be very involved and hands-on to help nurture and prioritize larger innovations. I think it also relies very heavily on customer feedback, and when we hear something that is not consistently going right, we'll find innovations to make a process faster. And so a lot of ideas come from our customers. The final place on collaboration is we get a lot of input from vendors and from people that may have new technologies to offer.
And what process does it go through so you capture the right feedback?
We mine what we call customer feedback. It includes complaints very extensively. We collect it from all different ways and figure out what are the biggest pain points. And I meet personally with the group monthly to go through trends. So it comes through that way. We have required customer listening for all of our officers, so they're actually listening to phone calls. And
how frequently?
Once a month. All officers need to listen to a call. We rotate the areas so that we hit all areas of the company. So there's a whole lot of areas.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear more from David Nelms, and we'll hear about the customer experience in banking and how, in a digital world, that is changing. Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with David Nelms, who is the chairman and CEO of Discover. So, David, this world has really become a digital world with AI, with big data, and it's impacting every financial service organization. Discover has been a pioneer of many, many trends that we already spoke about and key initiatives. How is digital impacting your business at Discover and the customer experience?
Well, first off, digital is allowing us to offer services and to gain efficiencies in a way we never could in the past. For instance, to be able to communicate with a customer real time when they're checking out, to have a text message back and forth, to be able to push a disclosure to the person's phone as opposed to having to read it. It's opened up a world of new opportunities. Certainly the on-off switch I mentioned earlier or the email reminders were not possible in an earlier day. One of the interesting things, though, is technology is still impacting some of the older ways that we deal with people. Phone calls are still important, and we're using artificial intelligence to help guide our representatives to give them the right information and to actually do voice recognition as people call in, present them with the right screens, suggest this path or that path. So sometimes people lose sight that it's about the new app, but it's also about enhancing the old customer service, and even direct mail is still important. The technology on the card. Technology is transforming all of our business.
If you were to look at your crystal ball and say, how will technology transform the business over the next few years, anything specifically jump out at you?
I think that artificial intelligence combined with cloud and big data is transforming it, because there's very few industries that have as much information about customers, what they're buying, what their needs are, as we do. And there's very few, certainly banking products, that are as used. People are using their credit card almost every day. A mortgage is, yes, a big decision, but it tends to be a one-time decision, and then it's on auto pay. There's not much interaction. Credit cards, debit cards are every single day. So I think going forward, we have the opportunity to apply technology to benefit customers and offer new services and improve our services, reduce our cost, increase value in a way that very few other parts of financial services have, or certainly other industries.
Let's work on that word transformation and shift into the topic of leadership. Now, you've been CEO since 1998, so your tenure is 20 years, which is way more than the average CEO, which is about a little over 3 years. So first question is, when you think of the characteristics requisite of a CEO to lead a transformation, what are the most critical ones?
I think you need to be humble, and you need to be willing to and to change. What's right for one situation is not right for another situation. Technology, as we've talked about, is constantly changing. The business is changing. And I think many people tend to be, they've been successful doing things one particular way. Times change, and they're not able to adapt to the new way. We've gone through multiple credit downturns. We spun off as an independent company about 10 years ago. That changed our company quite a bit. We went through the financial crisis. We've been through good times as well. But keeping the basics of having a great leadership team, being accessible, listening, and be willing to help guide through a change and not just rely on what worked in the past.
How about you personally? A change and a challenge you've had to go through and how you have managed that?
Well, I would say when we spun off as an independent company, we were probably the last big company to go independent before the crisis. And you'd think an unsecured lender, late 07, that would be a difficult time. And so I had to worry, for instance, a lot more about the funding side. I had to worry more about having a board of directors and shareholders, and different shareholders have, you know, they all have ideas of how the company can optimize. I had to go through phases where, you know, growing faster or slower was in or out of style, and in some cases I had to stay the course and not get too loose on credit when the times were too good, and then be able to say, well, the growth, it's a good time to grow, and I know everyone else is shrinking right now, but we're going to play offense here because the economics are, that's how you maximize the long-term shareholder value. So certainly that was one of the biggest changes, spinning off.
How do you go through your decision-making process in challenging times like that? Is it you just go to the board, you go to executives, do you go to customers, do you read, do you talk with other CEOs? What's your real go-to in terms of how you're going to make, as CEO and chairman, those decisions?
I mentioned that one of our values is collaboration. I make very few decisions on my own. You know, there will be occasionally two branches, and I'll have to pick one or the other. But usually, I'm more orchestrating the group to get the right data so that the right decisions emerge. I'm creating the right environment for decisions to be made. But it's much more about leading a team as opposed to being presented with three options and I have to pick one.
So let's talk about this. You have 2 minutes left. You've been a CEO and a top CEO in one of the most transformative organizations for two decades. What is at the core of your real, viscerally, the core of your leadership philosophy?
I like to win, and I think we can win with collaboration. And I think particularly as a direct bank, we've extended beyond credit cards into second largest private student loan lender in the country. We have a direct checking account that pays cash back. So I think really at the core is managing the environment to prioritize the opportunities to be able to best serve customers, maybe even serving their unmet needs. And if we do that really well, that will benefit our employees, our shareholders, and we will win.
What do you think the next two decades at Discover will look like?
I'd say that technology is accelerating. Change is accelerating. Our growth is accelerating. So I think the next two decades are going to be much better than the last two decades for us.
And there you have it. This is Robert Rees. We've been speaking with David Nelms, the chairman and CEO of Discover. And like I open this up, Discover is the card that I like the most of all of mine. The customer experience, you got to call it. It's like no other. They answer in 5 seconds, and they really listen and really care. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert. Great being on this.
Mom. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Troy Clark. How are you, Troy?
Hey, great, Robert. Thanks for stopping by.
And Troy is the chairman and CEO of Navistar, a company with a history of 187 years, about 11,000 employees, $8 billion in revenue, and recently a great turnaround that you accomplished, and you're really in the process, I'd say, of.
Yeah.
But let's start off to you. What is the Navistar brand?
Look, Navistar, you know, has been a fixture in the basically the industry that transports goods, you know, for 100 years or more, obviously, and has a proud history, you know, of being right at the cutting edge of satisfying the needs of major transporters. You know, and our thought process is, look, truck transportation is critical to the economy. We're critical to truck transportation. We've been an integral part of economic growth in America for a long time.
So let's talk about what happened and the turnaround at Navistar, because I think that's really of interest to all of our listeners here. You came on to Navistar in 2010. Talk right. about the state of Navistar when you first joined the company.
Yeah, I had recently left General Motors. I had retired from GM, was recruited to come and do a couple years' work at Navistar, helping them set up a global growth strategy. Navistar at that particular point in time was being run more like a holding company. It had a lot of business units. It had a lot of business verticals, as some people might call it, and was in the mode to invest, okay, invest for the purposes of top-line revenue growth. That was the company that I came to in 2010. In one of those verticals, there was a powertrain product that, you know, needed to meet some emission requirements in 2010, and the company began to struggle on the technology selection that they had made to meet those emission requirements. One thing led to the other, and the next thing you know, I'm being asked by the board of directors, who had some familiarity with my background in the automotive industry, who asked if we could pull together a plan to not only change the emission technology, but also, you know, a turnaround plan for the company, because this would have been something that, you know, this obviously wasn't going to be something that was easy, and it wasn't going to be something that was done overnight. So we constructed that plan, put a team of people together, a cross-functional team across the organization, put this plan together, went to the board of directors. The board of directors ultimately endorsed the plan, and then the next thing you know, over a series of months, turned to me and said, good, you know, you and your team, you're gonna implement that plan for us.
And now, when they said you and your team, that's like, okay, you are going to be the CEO.
Yeah, right.
Well, what was that when you first heard that?
Well, at first I was the COO, and they had brought in an interim CEO, somebody who had a long time as a CEO of a major company. And although I had worked for a major company in large roles in the past, you know, I think the board, you know, still had hope that or had a thought process that there was some skill sets out there that they wanted to acquire. At the end of the day, the board says, you know, you're going to run the plan. You're most familiar with it. And at that time, we were so familiar and comfortable with the plan, you know, I'm looking at him saying, of course, you know, to be very honest, not to be conceited in any regard, that makes sense. You know, I was intimately familiar with the plan and more so intimately familiar with the team of people who could do this plan and actually pull it off. So I was very pleased that the board chose me to lead the company, and I'm very proud of the team of people who decided to work with me to pull the plan through.
And you and I were speaking before about this meeting you went to, and you actually announced there the turnaround that happened really in 2017. What? You announced it, and you put that stake in the ground. So you had the confidence, but wasn't that a little nerve-wracking?
Well, you know, when you think about it, you know, I mean, one of the characteristics that I think is really important is, you know, as we call it inside the company, one of the things, let me, if I could back up just a minute, it wasn't just about a technology plan. What we really needed to replumb the company, okay, because this was going to be a screeching stop, and then you're going to have to start again. And, oh, by the way, the market's not going to stop with you, right? Competitors are going to keep competing, customers' needs are going to keep changing. So we knew we'd have to change directions quickly and get moving fast, and we were going to be behind, and we were going to be behind for a while. So we needed to have a plan that allowed us, you know, really to kind of catch up, okay? So to do that, we said, look, we got to make sure that we create a company that has the culture to do that. We couldn't afford waste. We couldn't afford largesse. We had to have a company that was focused on the customer, and so we actually recreated the values. And in the set of values that we created, we call it make it visible or transparency. We made sure every man and woman that works in this enterprise understood the plan, their part in it, and hopefully they could become confident that if they all did their part, if we all did our part, not only would the plan be successful, it would be incredibly successful.
Now, when you say things like make it visible, how do you really engage everyone? Because you're then saying, hey, if we all do our job,
right,
the plan is going to succeed. That's not easy when you have 11,000 people.
No, actually, one of the things we said, hey, we've all got to do our job and more, okay? And
so
how do
that's
we make that happen?
All do our job and more.
Okay, and how do you do that, okay? Because you say, well, wait a minute, I think I'm already working really hard, and I care as much as anybody else. One of the fundamental changes we made, look, we choose to be a company of teams. You don't hear somebody use the term individual contributors around here a lot. We choose to be teams. Every day in this company, first thing in the morning, there's 400 stand-up meetings where people stand around their team leader or their supervisor and day-to-day measure progress day-to-day towards the goals that we have that support the strategy that we put in place.
How long are those meetings for, and at what time are they?
They're like 15 minutes.
Right.
And they take place anywhere between 7:30 and 8:30 in the morning. And they happen in our manufacturing facilities, and they happen in our office buildings, and they happen in finance, and they happen in engineering. They happen all across the enterprise. And then put yourself in a position like me. I need to get a feel for the pulse of the organization and how it's engaging, how it's responding. Anywhere between 7:30 and 8:30 in the morning, I just got to walk over to one of these stand-up meetings and just listen. And right away, you can get a feeling, an opinion, we're winning, we're losing. We need to coach, we need to step back. We need to give them more challenge, we need to moderate the challenge a little bit. And so instead of trying to run the business through a series of quarterly updates or monthly, you know, PowerPoint bonanzas, we run the business every day in 15 to 30 minute meetings.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Troy Clark, who is the CEO and chairman of Navistar. It's been around 187 years, and right now we're talking about the turnaround of the company.
Right.
So step one is you engaged everyone to understand we are a team.
Right.
And you have to do, I like this, your job and more. What's the next step?
Okay, so stepping back just a little further, we had to put together a team of senior leaders who could live that set of values, okay? You know, one of the hardest things for leaders to do in this kind of environment is to not give direction, but instead to ask the right questions. I think if we ask the right questions of our people, you know, it orients them the right kind of way. Hey, ultimately they may need help, but that's the first thing we do. So we got to get a group of leaders who can ask the right questions. The second thing we do, you know, we call it on down. I spent a lot of time in my career in manufacturing, and it's not uncommon in manufacturing you have a button or a cord, and this is a Japanese term that's used in most operating systems called on down, and it's called call for help.
How do you spell that?
A-N-D-O-N. And if you look at any of the like, Toyota production system stuff, you'll reference the term ONDON. And ONDON means make it visible, call for help. And even in the best Toyota factory, that cord in an 8-hour shift is pulled 200 or 300 times, where people are just saying, I don't know, or I need to advise somebody. Or
so people are almost
proud.
Instead of trying to hide behind,
exactly,
I don't know, they're now saying, oh, this is part of our culture.
Exactly.
What a turnaround.
We use
Brilliant.
A lot of red, yellow, green kind of things on our
mm-hmm.
boards, right? And you know, we always think, hey, red is good, right? It's, look, when something's not right, this is where you get your opportunity to do your job and a little bit more of somebody else's, because we all move towards that, right? I kind of envision it like a car assembly line. When you pull an on-down cord in a car assembly line, everybody in the organization starts moving to where that light is flashing to do their part to be able to help. You got to put that in all parts of the business, right? It's not a crime to have a problem. You know, it's a crime to not respond to the problem. And collectively, there hasn't been a problem yet we haven't been able to solve. We don't have a shortage of talent. We don't have a shortage of intellect. Sometimes we have a shortage of visibility. So when you're in a turnaround mode where, you know, the next day a problem might present itself at your door that could put you out of business, we want people to pull the cord early, right? Even if it's a mistake, pull the cord early. When in doubt, pull the cord. Pull the ondon.
Ondon. There you have it. When we come back, we're going to talk about, with Troy, the characteristics to be transformative as a CEO. Back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Troy Clark, who is the chairman and CEO of Navistar. And we're hearing about this turnaround where you came back into profitability for the first time after many, many years and increasing market share. And I know you have this big goal by 2022 also.
We put the plan together. We put the team of people together who could understand what winning might look like. We began to change the culture of the company so that we could, in fact, everybody could be engaged and be a part of it and could ask for help, you know, when they needed it. The other thing we did is, you know, I mentioned to you, look, we had to continue to invest in new products because the market's not going to wait while we take a do-over. So we could have been profitable a lot sooner, but we chose to continue to invest in products. And so when those products hit the market, bang, you know, we began to have, you know, success with the customers.
And when you have these products, now we're moving in an age where there are going to be autonomous drivers and everything. Yeah. What's your take on all of that?
Well, hey, in all cases, you know, I mean, I think the success of our current products is we start with the customer. You know, we start with a mission that if the customer reads our mission statement, they look at it and say, wow, that makes more money for me, or that solves more problems for me. So as you think about the role of electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, platooning vehicles, connected vehicles, all work streams that we have underway, all products that, you know, we're dabbling in and bringing to the market, it doesn't start with the technology and then let's throw it to the wall and see if it can stick. It starts from the customer and say, what would a customer value in this? How does it improve their business model? You know, I mean, our point of view is there's really no shortage of technical innovation. You can buy it, you can partner for it, you can develop it yourself, right? What really is required is business model innovation. And to do that, you got to kind of start with whose problems are you trying to solve? And I think in many cases, we're trying to solve our customers' problems. And that's what we call being customer-centric.
Do you ask the customers? How do you engage the customers?
Yeah, so we use a lot of conventional methodologies, you know, through marketing and stuff like that. But one of the things in our industry I think is really interesting, we're kind of a B2B business, right? You know, we're not like car companies who sell to somebody, you know, somebody who buys one car and they use that car for several years. No, we sell to companies that buy thousands of trucks and have, you know, huge balance sheets and, you know, have large transactions. The great thing about that is you say, wow, there's like 300 customers that consume 80% of the products that a company like ours might make. And they're the same ones that are my competitors as well. I can know a number of those people face-to-face. I can know, I've met their wives, we've maybe played golf together. We can get into serious business discussion. When I do a customer visit, it's not like in and out in 15 minutes. It's like in and out in a day. In China, in Asia, in Latin America, where I've worked extensively, you create the relationship before you have successful business transactions, you know, and as a result, you're able to again, you know, I say, look, we can talk about whatever we want as long as we can talk again tomorrow. Because at some point in time when that communication has been ruptured, so as a relationship, part of our values, we call it raving fans, right? The best way to sell a truck is to not sell the truck, is to have our customer sell a truck to another one of his friends.
There you go. So on that, in a transformation, what are the core characteristics a CEO must have requisite?
Yeah, you know, I think as we've attempted to transform the company, right, you know, a couple of things. We were like a holding company that had several companies in it that were, you know, trying to approach several different customer segments. We had to get really focused. And so I think, you know, you kind of, what's your core mission? And I think, there's a core group of customers who, or core business that, you know, the offshoots of that can certainly represent a growth strategy. But if you don't have a real solid foundation, it's hard to really support growth strategies that might offer. So kind of know what your core product is. That's the first thing. Two, you got to really create a culture that supports that, and then you got to give it to your teams of people to execute it. Those are the things. Make it visible, and then tend it, you know, every day, every day, every day, every day. Last but not least, celebrate all the time. A lot of people say, well, of course you celebrate your wins. No, we celebrate all the time. Look, even when we don't do something right, we celebrate the fact that we're smarter on the next time around. We celebrate the fact that we didn't get knocked. We may have got knocked down, but we didn't get knocked out.
And you celebrate, you have a pizza, or you just say, hey, you tell everyone.
Well, we do all of that. We have this big atrium, you know, you probably saw when you entered our building, you know, with, you know, five stories of balconies. We get the whole workforce there. And yes, we've had pizza. We've had beef sandwiches. We have a T-shirt cannon that we shoot T-shirts out. We have had marching bands come in. We have a group of people in our company called the Happiness Committee, and it's their job to think of ways to delight and surprise our people. So, for instance, the pond right back here, St. Patrick's Day, it was dyed green, right? So people walked in and said,
wow,
that's a green pond. And it's just, we're looking for ways to say, look, the job is tough. It was tough then. It's going to be tough tomorrow. But at the end of the day, you got to enjoy working with the people that you're working with, and that's what we do.
And let's talk about one of those exciting things, Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Really interesting partnership. Walk through that.
Yeah. So, well, you know, in our transformation, you know, we kind of had to get the basis of our business right. But then, you know, this do-over that I referenced earlier, you know, it could have possibly, you know, it probably would have put a dent in our future plans with regards to the ability to create the technology that's required in a world of electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, platooning vehicles, and connected vehicles. And so we began to look for a partner. And we found...
You only have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we found Volkswagen Truck and Bus. Volkswagen Truck and Bus. And it does two things for us. One, gives us ready access to technology. Two, it gives us a global scale from a purchasing standpoint because they really have no presence in North America. And three, it gives them a great partner. And as such, they invested in our company and have two board seats, own about 17% of the company as we speak. And I got to tell you, where they bought their stock price, where they bought the stock, and where it is today, they're pretty pleased.
They're smart. So you've 1 minute left. Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. If you could codify it,
yeah.
You know, you went from General Motors where you were a leader. Now you've done this great turnaround at Navistar. What is your leadership philosophy?
Well, you know, one, you know, we've talked a lot about culture, and, you know, I spent a lot of my time, you know, in manufacturing operations that, you know, if the people aren't with you, then it's hard to accomplish anything. So that's certainly one important part. But then the second thing is really, what is the context of your business? If you view your business all about producing hardware, I think in today's environment, you're putting your company at risk, you know, because hardware companies always have the possibility of being made a commodity. And I think, you know, the most exciting thing for us is, you know, we had to get the technology right. We had to get right with our customers. And now the third thing is, what are we really going forward? And I think in the world of connected vehicles and all the technology we have this opportunity to integrate into the value chain in ways that never were available for, and it will happen much faster, and we can be a part of it. So my thought is, in the next 5 years, we evolve into this data and services company, and it's enabled by the platform. So think about the truck is kind of like the cell phone, right? And the apps come to you by virtue of the truck, right?
And
it allows you to integrate with other business systems.
On that exciting note, it is a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Pleasure's all mine.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.